Well, the highest part and the most scenic part is in North Carolina. I don't know whether they've ever finished it around Blowing Rock, that area up there.
I think that if they had stopped work on it the last time by.
They haven't completed it around Blowing Rock. You still have to get off and go through Blowing Rock.
But it's been a couple of years.
Well, it's been several years since I was up there.
Do you have a kind of bush that
some people used to use the berries in tanning leather? It's has little red bunches of berry type things. And
mistletoe, but it has a white berries. And a little green berries or something.
These turn, they might not have to be these turn bright.
Holly?
Bright red early, and they come in clusters of bombs or something.
I don't remember ever seeing it around here. I haven't seen it in my mountains either.
What about the kinds of things that if you brush against you cause you to break out?
Poison ivy.
Is that the same thing as poison oak, or is there a difference between poison ivy?
They say there's a difference, but I don't know what the difference is, because when I was a kid, I could walk by it. I used to tell the children I could walk by it. I didn't have to touch it to get it on me. I had it for every year for I don't know how long on my face. And I wouldn't know that I'd been it, but it gives off a vapor. Like poison ivy does, or poison oak, whichever it is, I don't know. But it gives off a vapor. And you can, if you're allergic to it, you can break out without touching the dang stuff. Now they know that now, but when I was a kid, the children thought I was just telling a tale when I said I didn't touch it.
You know, I could brush up against that and it would block me out and break out.
James Rich could take a hold of it and pull it off the trees and things like that. Shorty had a yard man, my sister, had a yard man who could pull it. Every now and then he would get in, or she had a hedge of, not pine trees or cedars or, and there were some of those mountain trees up there. She had a hedge around the yard, and every now and then, poison oak, she called that. They'd find a little piece of it, and they man could just haul off and pull it out. You never had any trouble about it. But she couldn't do it. It would break out on her.
You might say, don't brush against those. So you better watch about those berries. They might be.
That's Brent Wood, baby, from the Coastal LP.
What kinds of berries do people grow and eat around here? Some of the kinds of berries.
That's 257.
I don't know of any berries that grow around here except strawberries.
Things like raspberries grow around here.
I haven't heard of anybody having any raspberries or blueberries what are they called?
Blackberries grow wild.
Yeah, blackberries grow wild. And dewberries grow wild. Blackberries and dewberries, but I haven't heard of anybody. There is a domesticated blackberry, and the berry is much larger than the wild blackberry, but I don't know of anybody who grows any of them around here. And what are blueberries called besides blueberry, huckleberries? Now they grow up in one of the states, in one of the New England states. That's a big crop of them, huckleberries. I like blueberries.
What questions now be about?
Blueberries and peaches are good together.
Names for what you want. For, you know, members of the family and things like that. You know, say a married woman did one. If you ask her to do something, she might say, well, first I better ask my
husband?
And he'd say, well, first I better ask
a wife.
And your mother and father together would be the two
parents.
And what did you usually call your mother and father? Did you call them just
Mama and Papa?